And this is KGOU. Thanks for joining us. I'm Paige Willett Lowe. Oklahoma's legislative session begins in a little more than 1 week. As part of our series Capitol Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor talked with eCapitol News Director Sean Ashley to discuss legislation that lawmakers will tackle this year.
Sean, the bill filing deadline has passed, and as usual, over 2,000 bills filed. What themes do you see developing?
There are a lot of areas covered in the bills that were filed by the deadline on January 19th. A big area, of course, are handguns. There are some proposals which would make Oklahoma essentially a constitutional carry state, where if you're 21 and older and don't have a felony conviction, you could purchase and carry a handgun. As we discussed a little bit last week, there are a number of different teacher pay raise measures out there. Most of them, however, do not have a funding mechanism. We also see a number of abortion bills. Some of these harken back to some measures which have been found unconstitutional, but they attempt to fix those problems that made them unconstitutional when the court last reviewed them. There are a number of other measures that deal with some of the education policy aspects, such as the few remaining end of instruction matters, as well as the Reading Sufficiency Act. Really, every aspect of state law, state government is touched by the bills that were filed this year.
Senate Republicans announced their plan for the upcoming session. What do they want to do?
They outlined a number of different proposals, which Senate President Pro Tem Mike Scholz said really had one goal, which was to make Oklahoma a better state than it already is. One thing that the Senate President Pro Tem stressed more than we've really heard in the past is that he's not looking at the immediate problems. Rather, he's looking at addressing the immediate problems in a way that will benefit the state 5, 10, 15, and even 20 years down the road, he said. The proposals cover many of those same areas that are covered in the bills which have been introduced, everything from solving the current budget crisis and the nearly $900 million shortfall, to addressing problems like Real ID and others.
What are the takeaways from the series of budget hearings?
The budget hearings this week have been rather unique. Most of them focused on what we call our non-appropriated agencies. These are many of the regulatory agencies that issue licenses to doctors, dentists, and a variety of other individuals. There were two interesting points, I think, brought up in those hearings. First of all, many of those involved pointed out that the legislature reached into those non-appropriated agencies' funds and borrowed money from them to balance this year's budget. Maybe borrowed isn't the appropriate term. Took money may be the more appropriate term. And what those agency heads pointed out is that much of that money was what they really needed to operate for the current fiscal year. So we saw some agencies like the Commission on Consumer Credit, which had to slow and essentially stop for a period of time, its examination of mortgage brokers and mortgage lenders. So it did have a negative impact on some of them, and the legislators were warned that it could have that again if the legislature reaches in and takes that money. The other issue are sort of their fixed cost, the cost that they pay other state agencies, particularly the Office of Management and Enterprise Services for accounting services and purchasing services. Some agencies said those had increased more than two times over the last few fiscal years.
The legislative session begins on February 6th. What is the governor's office doing during the week leading up to the state of the state and the start of the session?
They really have two focuses this next week. That is to finish the governor's executive budget, which really they have been working on for some time, and then finishing up her next to last state of the state speech, which she will give as the legislature gets underway on February 6th.
That's the Capitol Insider. eCapitol News Director Sean Ashley, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapitol collaborate each week on Capitol Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapitol and at KGOU News. Dick is on Twitter. He's at Dick Pryor. And Sean is at eCapitol_Sean.